Well, that was quite powerful, wasn't it? Really powerful, very moving to see. And perhaps you recognise the actor playing Samuel. Anybody recognise him? I can't do it with my left hand. That's right, Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek. That's right, and I thought he was going to say to David, live long and prosper. But yeah, such a wonderful actor. And I suppose the anointing was quite something, wasn't it? Oh, the olive oil running down the face. I don't think Charles had that yesterday, did he? But it was a similar moment of God anointing for service. And I think when I think of that scene with David and King Charles III, it reminds me that God is greater. God's power is greater. God's kingdom is greater. God's rule and authority is greater. He can put kings in place and he can take kings and queens away. And God's government and God's rule is always more pure and kind and just and righteous than the earthly kingdoms of this world, which are so imperfect. And we've declared today that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that we can say he's King of our lives today and open our lives to God. I think the late Queen once said, "Our problems might be great, but God is greater." Our problems might be great, but God is greater. And I hope that each one of us, as we look back on our lives, can say those very words. That God is with us. That we look to Jesus, the one who said, as we heard in the service yesterday, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me," and there's that word again, "he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the year of Jubilee." Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, laid down his royal majesty and lived among us. He walked where we walk. He carried our sorrows and our burdens upon the cross, dying our death and rising again that we might have new resurrection life, that we might be filled, anointed by his Holy Spirit, which is given to us today. And I pray that as you respond in worship to what God has done in your life today, that you will let God anoint you today with the oil of gladness, the oil of joy, that you will be filled with his Spirit today. God knows your need. And as we heard in that clip, God doesn't look at outward appearances. God doesn't choose how we might choose who's got the X factor, who's the celebrity, who's top, who's the best. God looks at the heart. And if God chose a humble shepherd boy like David, he can choose us as well. He does choose you and me to love him and serve him wherever we are, whatever our age. So let's crown him as king over us today and serve his kingdom. Jesus came in history. Jesus comes to us by his Spirit today. And Jesus is coming again in the future in glory. And we're going to hear our girls now read a poem to us which expresses Jesus our King. So if we can have the three girls to read for us, thank you.
We've heard that a new king is coming, and now to its final version tweets. Tell every nation with anticipation to stay on the edge of their seats.
We've heard that a new king is coming, more famous than William and Charles. His power is greater than Meghan and Insta. His might more than Swedish King Charles.
But this king is not found in a palace. This king is not found in our thrones. Our king can be found in an animal stall in everyday messes of our home.
The prophet announced his arrival, predicting a new Boston town. The sky's got more than a thump than old President Trump, more than Beyonce's next gown.
The angels declared that he's laughing and turning the world upside down. The poor and the lonely are his kingdom primaries, while mighty ones suck, grump and frown.
Because this king is not found in a palace, this king is not found on TV. Our king can be found in the weak and the small. And washing the feet down
his knees. Our king, he was born in royalty, a refugee paying the cost. Bullied and beaten, he started his kingdom by dying a king on the cross.
But broadcast it, the king is living. This king is living. Yes, he came and he's coming again. Tell all of creation with great expectation, he'll make it all right in the end.
Because our king is not found in the palace, he's not even confined in our church. Our king knows no limits, he is free by the Spirit, and coming to make his new earth.